Good morning. It is 9 a.m. on September 30th. For some reason, yesterday morning, the intro got chopped off. I'm not quite sure why. It wasn't in the original either. So I'm still in Maine. I've just walked about 20 minutes away from my sister's house. I've sent a whole stream of photographs to Twitter and to my Flickr account. I'm walking on a road called Brand Road, and it's one of the few really handy, fairly wide dirt roads right here close to the house that I can walk to. I've looked at some of the side lanes, some of these private drives that look quite interesting as well. And I sent a couple of pictures of the Pleasant River, which is the name of the river, not a descriptive term. What I'm looking at here is the potential for cover art for Ravenwood. I really need to find a tall spruce, or even a white pine would do, I suppose, before I leave, and try to get a picture of a crow in the top of one. That would be best. But even just a single tall spruce would, like that one right there, if I can find it so that it's framed correctly and not showing a lot of houses and power lines. That's one thing I had forgotten, that there are telephone poles and power lines here. So I've got some interesting challenges ahead in terms of some of these photographs and getting them cleaned out so that I could actually use them. There's some beautiful property here. There's one right here with a lovely old carriage house with a mark on it that says an old sign for a forge. Probably should take a picture. It looks like it's set up to be an office. I could see me writing here. This would be fun. Actually, I could see myself here. Almost anywhere. This has really been a jaunt to my past. Staying with my sister, seeing the old haunts. The Pleasant River was always one of the landmarks in my growing up. It's the river that I think of when I talk about Twitter being a river that I sit beside. It's the river that I think of when I think of small rivers. In Greeley, we have the Cashlapooter, which is much opener, much more open, much almost broader river. But this is the river I think of, and this is the smell. The morning after a heavy rain, there was a pretty substantial thunderstorm here last night, which is not that usual for this time of year for Maine. Quite a lovely, lovely morning. Everything is soaked. I'm trying to stay out of the fields and off the grass because my boots are no longer waterproof, and it would prove to be rather uncomfortable relatively quickly. But I'm taking these pictures for potential cover art. It strikes me that if I'm going to put out Ravenwood as its own, on my own, this fall, and I've pretty much convinced myself that I'm going to do that, then what I want to do is have some cover art that works for me, have some cover art that is mine. And while I'm just using the snap on my phone, they're not exactly what you would call real high quality photographs. And thumbnail, And on a book cover, I think it'll be adequate. We'll see. Maybe I won't. You know, get some ideas and use those ideas to hire a photographer to take some photos for me. This is I'm walking by a garage. This is not a through road. This is not a really major road. This is a very secondary road. A tertiary road even. It's not even paved the whole way. And there's a garage here. Ebby's Auto Service, foreign and domestic used car sales. And it has the requisite collection of cars in the backyard. It's not something that you see much around Greeley. Pine, wet pine, beautiful smell early in the morning. 9 o'clock is not all that early. It's beginning to heat up here a little bit, actually. When I set out, it wasn't quite 60, but not having it be wet and rainy, the sun is beating down, providing quite enough heat for me. Thank you very much. Oh, here's another one that I need to take a picture of. This is probably going to pop, but I'll cut it out in post-production, so bear with me while I take a photograph. And I'm back. So yeah, today is Friday. The time is springing by. We had my brother up yesterday afternoon. He and his wife are coming on Sunday. Where we're going to do some kind of big dinner, probably relating to seafood. And tomorrow, Saturday, I'm heading up to Waterville to have lunch with a fan and deliver his book. He placed an order for a book and asked if I would sign it. And by the time the order got through Ryden and over to me, it was too late for me to actually send it and have it signed while I was here. So I threw it in my bag, and I'll have lunch with him on Saturday, and anybody else who wants to come in Waterville. I gotta pick a place today, so we'll know where we're going to meet tomorrow. I'm back on the main road. Main road. This is Route 202 in East Windham. This is a much more substantial highway, tarred and everything. Speed limit, I think, is 50, might be 55. So you'll hear a lot more traffic and going much faster. Then on my noisy part of my walk in the morning in Greeley. So yesterday was apple pie day. My sister baked an apple pie, and we had to sample it to make sure that it was okay. And the unfortunate part was that it was one of those circumstances where we weren't just 100% sure. So we had to have a couple of samples just to find out, just to be certain, as it were. And as a result, there's a precious little pie left today. And I'm not quite sure how this worked out, but it may happen that she just has to make another one today, just so that we have sufficient samples to make sure she hasn't lost her touch baking pies. So when I got home yesterday, I was soaked. It did come off and rain pretty hard. It rained all day. The big topic of conversation last night was how to get enough dry days in a row to get hay in. Dried hay is at a premium this year because of the weather. And they're actually getting inquiries from as far away as Texas and Colorado, looking for trailer truckloads of dry hay, because there just isn't any to be found between here and there. So that doesn't bode well. So a lot of these houses are for sale. I talked to my sister yesterday, and this is only the tip of the iceberg. This is the direct result of the economy. Most of these places are for sale because the owners are motivated, as it were. I have no idea what they might cost these days. I know when we bought our house back in the old days, back in 1957, the house and grounds cost a relatively reasonable $15,000. My father was buying up woodlot at the rate of $4 or $5 an acre. Of course, 50 years later, I could wish that we still had that woodlot. It would be worth much more, like $5,000 an acre now. But needs must, and it was sold some time past. Beautiful morning. It really is gorgeous here. I don't get to walk in soft air much. The air has a quality here at sea level. That is much softer, much less, I don't know what it is exactly. Possibly, for heaven's sake, possibly the difference in sea level is just the difference in the air density. There's certainly a lot more oxygen around. I've been hiking for quite a while, and hiking right along. And while I might be sounding a bit breathless, a bit winded, the truth is that much less so than I might have been had I walked this far, this fast, at home in Colorado. Another part of it is the humidity. There is water in the air here, not something that I'm used to. probably a humidity of something approaching 80 or 90%. The temperature approaching 65 degrees. It's a lot of water. The normal humidity where I live is about 20% at 60 degrees or less. And when the temperature goes up, the relative humidity goes way down. So in temperatures of 80 or 90 degrees, it's not uncommon to have a humidity of 5% or less, which is unregisterable. So there's definitely a feel here that I don't get any air in Maine. Oh no, here's a picture I am going to have to take. It's at the head of the driveway. And with the light, the sun up and the clouds gone, the picture that I took that was so dark yesterday should come out much nicer today. What a lot of cars. Everybody scurrying about after yesterday's storm, I guess. All right. I'm going to call it here. It's 17 minutes, and I gave you an extra minute or two yesterday, and I'm going to take a picture of this farm, and then head on in and get another cup of coffee, see what my sister's up to this morning. And so, while it's not the back gate, tomorrow is another day. Thanks for coming along. A little addendum for today. I wanted to add in some of the sounds of the barn. The chicken house is coming up here on my left. And the chickens are usually pretty quiet until they see somebody coming up to the house and they start making noise. Now, there's pigs out in the park, out in the paddock. And I think Johnny's just let the cows out to graze. Yep, cows and horse are out there. So I'll walk back through the barn. You can hear the sounds of the farm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Having fun yet?
Oh yeah, we're having fun.
Woo! Good.